Deuteronomy chapter 11. And you shall love the Lord your God, and you shall keep his charge, and his statutes, and his regulations, and his commandments, all the time. And you shall know today that it is not with your sons that he was active, who do not know and who did not see the discipline of the Lord your God, his greatness, his strong hand and his outstretched arm, and his signs and his deeds which he did in the midst of Egypt, to Pharaoh king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to its horses and to its chariot fleet, when he made the water of the Red Sea overflow on top of them, when they were pursuing you, and the Lord destroyed them, as it stands up to this day. And what he did for you in the desert, until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and to Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, when the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses and their tents, and all the property that was at their feet in the midst of all Israel. For it is your eyes that have seen all the great work of the Lord, which he has done. So keep the whole body of commandments, which I am commanding you today, so that you may be strong, and you enter in and take possession of the land to which you are crossing over, in order to take possession of it, and so that you prolong your days on the land about which the Lord swore to your fathers, that he would give it to them and to their seed, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land to which you are going, to take possession of it, is not like the land of Egypt from where you came out, where you sowed your seed and watered it on foot like a vegetable garden, but the land to which you are crossing over to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys. It drinks water by rain from the sky, a land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it, from the start of the year to the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey my commandments which I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give rain on your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, and you will gather your grain and your new wine and your new oil. And I will put grass in your field for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be on your guard that your heart is not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, and the Lord's anger is kindled against you, and he restrains the sky so that there will be no rain, and the soil does not yield its produce, and you quickly perish on the good land which the Lord is giving you. And you shall impress these words of mine on your heart and on your soul, and you will bind them as a sign on your hand, and they will be phylacteries between your eyes. And you will teach them to your sons, by speaking about them when you sit down in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. And you will write them on the doorposts of your house, and on your gates, in order that your days may be many, and the days of your sons, on the land about which the Lord swore to your fathers that he would give it to them, as the days of heaven on the earth. For if you diligently keep this whole body of commandments, which I am commanding you to carry out, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave to him, then the Lord will dispossess all these nations at your advance, and you will take possession of nations greater and more powerful than yourselves. All the space which the sole of your foot treads on will be yours. Your border will be from the desert and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, to the western sea. No man will be able to stand before you. The Lord your God will put fear of you and awe of you on the face of the whole land on which you will tread, as he has told you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, provided you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. But the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, and you depart from the way which I command you today, in following other gods which you have not known. And it will come to pass that the Lord your God will bring you to the land to which you are coming, to take possession of it, and you will place the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not across the Jordan, behind the road of the setting of the sun, in the land of the Canaanites who live in the arid tract opposite Gilgal, beside the oak woods of Moreh. When you cross the Jordan to enter and take possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and you take possession of it and dwell in it, then you shall ensure that you carry out all the statutes and regulations which I am placing before you today.